All right, we are here with Chris Nowak with the PGA Hope Program. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Great. We're out here. We just had our Secretary's Cup on Sunday out at Charlotte Country Club. We had six Hope programs send teams, one from New York, one from New Jersey, and four from the Carolinas compete for the Secretary's Cup, and New Jersey won.
Just to remind our listeners out there, kind of give everybody a feel about the PGA Hope Program, what it's all about.
Sure. HOPE is an acronym for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. And what we do is we use golf as a modality to help treat veterans with various disabilities, whether limb loss, spinal cord injury, and PTSD. And what we do is we give them an eight-week course for golf. We teach them from the grip all the way to the eighth week where they're playing nine holes of golf.
And I know last time we had you on, we actually got a phone call because you had been out at, what was the course, up by Concord Speedway, right?
Yeah.
And we got a call from the head pro after you were on, and he was telling us all about the program out there. Are you guys going back this year?
Yes, we are. We'll be back there, and we're looking forward to having another program out there and getting our veterans involved in the community.
How many people are in each time that you do something like this? I mean, how many veterans do you get involved?
So what we try to do is we try to limit it to about 15 veterans. We try to have a 3-4 veteran ratio towards one PGA professional. We like the group small, so it's intimate, and they build those relationships that last forever.
And this is more than just teaching them golf, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. What it is modality. And what we're trying to do is give veterans a moment in time. As all your listeners know, when you play golf, the one thing you need to think about is striking that golf ball. So if we give this veteran that skill set, while they're playing golf, they're not thinking about the trauma that they've experienced, witnessed, or they're currently dealing with. So if he goes out and shoots 105, that's 105 moments in time during that day that veteran wasn't dealing with PTSD.
Yeah, you know, and we use golf as an escape. I mean, a lot of people use golf as the escape. They use it from business practices. I mean, these guys are using it really more as a distraction to kind of get away from everything else that they're dealing with. How many of these guys come out for the first time, try it out, and then they start playing golf all the time?
I want to say all of them, but it really is. It is such a, as everyone knows, such a infectious sport, and it is. For me personally, I know for my other fellow veterans, best thing I've ever done in my treatment for PTSD.
Isn't it interesting, though? It seems like people that have never played golf before, it's strenuous to play golf, isn't it? I mean, that's the first thing that maybe people discover is that you start going out there and hitting range balls for 20 and 30 minutes. It gets exhausting.
It does, but you have to look at how that resonates with the military and the veteran population. Type A personalities, hard chargers, and they go out and they don't do well the first time, they're going to be bound and determined to conquer this game. We know it really doesn't happen, but we think we can like everybody else.
Yeah, I know. I mean, golf is one of those sports where it just seems like you can play the best you've ever played, but when you finish, you always say, you know, I could have done a little bit better. And, you know, it's probably a lot of these guys have probably gone through their life, I mean, just getting in shape, doing all the training, getting themselves prepared for everything that they needed to do, and then something happens to them.
That's right, and that's what's great about golf. It gives them that opportunity. It gives them the adrenaline. It gives them the challenge, and it gives them the ability to think about something else. And we have had great success. We've put over 3,500 veterans through the program, and we're growing.
Now, sitting here again with Chris Nowak, PGA Hope Program, you lost a leg. What was the first thing that went through your mind when that happened?
Oh,
I'll have to beep that one out later.
No, really, my life was over. What am I going to do? I was an athlete. I felt like my life was over. But once I got involved in sports and now what I'm doing with the PGA of America, I think it was a blessing.
As crazy as it sounds.
Now, you were an athlete. What sports did you play?
I played hockey.
Nice.
And football.
Nice. Yeah. I still play hockey.
I played up until 2002 at the Paralympic Salt Lake Games.
All right. So tell me, how did the injury happen? What was the process of just getting back to doing anything, the functioning? What was the first thing that went through your mind that you wanted to accomplish with what you had to deal with?
Sure. In 87, I was an instructor on the range, and they had live rounds come down on us, and I ended up losing my leg to friendly fire. Was at the VA for a while. Was dealing with a lot of demons, dealing with a lot of issues. Finally got back home, and I said, you know what? I want to play softball. I think it's a sport I can handle. And this is honest to God's truth. I was worried about running. First time up, I hit a home run, so I didn't have to run too fast. And my friends back home still remind me of that.
Yeah. And so, you know, as you go through the path of rehabilitation and learning to walk without your you know, your born leg and with the prosthetics, kind of how difficult is it? I mean, from a mindset standpoint, do you have to trick your mind into believing something that it shouldn't be believing?
That's a great question. What the VA did and my therapist did is they had me walking, looking in the mirror, and I was like, why am I doing this? And they said, you have to reprogram your mind how to walk. So if you constantly have that visual of you walking and looking at yourself in the mirror, it will help you learn to walk again. And it really did. It really, really did help me with that process. But it's more so dealing with the mental aspect of it. Physical, it's not going to grow back. Just get up and go. But the mental aspect was it.
And that's why it's so great that the PGA Hope program can distract these guys.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten involved in golf a lot earlier. I think it would have changed my life. But I'm on the path now, and it's great.
Now, do you have guys that have played golf before an injury, and now they're coming back to play golf again? And do they kind of tell you how difficult it is to almost relearn how to play golf?
Yeah, they do, but I can pick them out right away. You can tell a good golfer, someone who's played golf before and who's had, you know, limb loss or other things like that. But they still have the fundamentals, and they do explain the biggest thing is just getting around on the ball.
Now, what's your best score on the golf course?
I've shot an 84. And I just shot yesterday a 90 at Charlotte Country Club.
Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if I want to give you any shots out in the golf course at all.
Well, I try to convince people to do it. I kind of make some beer money that way.
You know, they always say that it's your match is lost, won or lost on the first hole. So if you can do good negotiating on the first tee box, then you're setting yourself up for the next 18 holes.
That's right. I took my boss for $20 yesterday.
So if people want to get involved in this, either from a participant standpoint or from a supporting the organization standpoint, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Just go on the website, pgareach.org. We'll give you all the information. You can contact me directly through that website. You can donate on our website, and you can find a program in your area.
That is completely awesome, man. I appreciate you taking the time out with us today. We look forward to maybe hooking up with you guys when you come back to this area and doing some stuff, and we'll get you guys involved.
Thanks a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I encourage everybody, just take a look at the website and get involved, and I want to remind everybody, it takes a nation to heal a veteran.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.